What is going on, revolutionaries? Hello. Oh my gosh, we're getting so close to election day. You've got Mark Becker on the Rational Revolution. Yes, you can download these episodes as many times as you want. Listen to them as many times as you want. Civicmedia.us. And come on over and listen and share and all that good stuff. Hey, we got an awesome episode. We're going to start out here with a dude that's been there for a little bit, but he's still a young guy, I'm learning. We got Senator Chris Larson. Oh my gosh, from the 7th District, representing Southeast Milwaukee County. What's going on, Senator?
Not much. How's it going? Thanks
dude,
for having me on.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I was doing some research on you.
Uh-oh.
And I looked at... looked at your picture. I'm like, oh, he's a young dude. But then, oh my God, you were elected in 2011? Like, how old were you?
That doesn't sound right. Yeah, no, I was. I was elected in 2011. I was 29 when
29.
I was first elected.
That's crazy.
I think somebody looked it up once. It was, I think, in the top 10 or lowest 10, however you want to look at it, youngest in the Senate.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, what happens is age. So I'm still there. And I'm in my 40s, but I think I'm like fifth youngest and third most senior in the body.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Served a whole 5 months in the majority that entire time. hoping to make that longer after these next two election cycles.
Yeah, we're going to get on that. But, you know, the reason why I wanted you to come on, I was reaching out to the fine folks that Bill Nye is part of and talking about how, his message of it's too hot not to vote. And that team said, you know who you should talk to is you should talk to Senator Chris Larson because he knows all about this stuff. And so I wanted to kind of, with all of the horrific weather events that we're having and how mm-hmm. the climate is changing, I wanted to talk about this as another angle of why does this matter? So why does it matter? It's too hot not to vote. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, we are on track where the weather keeps on warming. We're seeing right now what that looks like in Florida with Hurricane Milton rolling through, causing these storm surges and destroying entire houses and entire communities. Spinning off tornadoes that took out the Tropicana Field, where the Florida Marlins play, just billions of dollars in damage. And all of this is because the Gulf, as the world has been heating up due to climate change, which we have known about for decades, the oil industry has known about for decades, is making the environment possible for these superstorms to heat up. And these worst case scenarios to play out repeatedly one after another. Literally, while some communities are still reeling from Hurricane Helene just last month, this one is rolling through and hitting them yet again. This is, again, it's costing billions and billions of dollars for folks down in Florida and folks in North Carolina. And unfortunately, we're no stranger to that here in Wisconsin due to flooding that's happened within our state. We have had to pony up billions of dollars, too, to be able to repair the damage that was done over the recent years. So if we are going to move to in a positive direction, one, the investment is a lot better on the upfront because this invests clean energy jobs. It creates new infrastructure. It creates living wages for folks. And it also helps make sure that we're averting the biggest crisis our planet has faced since the dinosaurs went extinct. So seems to make sense for most rational actors. Unfortunately, there's only one party that seems to care about it right now in this election, and that's the Democrats.
Well, we talk about being rational, and I think one of the most shameful things that is coming from these storms and the people that need help is this idea that I think I saw Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeting a picture of like why the government, which she's a part of, by the way, is like controlling the weather and moving stuff. Like it's rather than actually talk about the real reason, these people are talking about how it's big government that's causing weather and making and purposely attacking Florida because they want to get after. Like what the hell is going on?
Yeah. No, I feel like it's a distraction to try and fact check somebody who does not a fact-based environment, or doesn't want to live in a fact-based environment, it creates a little bit easier for them to be able to vote against FEMA, to be able to back something like Project 2025, which eliminates FEMA altogether, and to vote against relief, and then to be able to say, if you know, we couldn't have known anything or done anything, and in the meantime spread misinformation about what FEMA agents are doing and saying they're trying to take your land, they're trying to kick you out of your homes, they're not offering any help, and they're keeping all of the aid to themselves, when none of that is true under the Biden administration, where 100% of the requests for aid have been met and are being met through Hurricane Helene. And then, of course, with Hurricane Milton, they're working with Governor DeSantis, not known as an automatic ally of Democratic administrations, but that's who's in charge, right? And you see the politics and what that means. It's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene, but Governor DeSantis was ignoring Kamala Harris's phone call just because he wanted to play politics with this. And if you go back, because I feel like we are constantly living in a refresh, you know, where you hit refresh on Twitter and there's a whole new set of information. You forget what was there, you know, an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago. We got to go back to Hurricane Maria, right? When it hit Puerto Rico, this was something where a probe afterwards showed that his administration, Trump administration, obstructed aid that was designated by Congress. Billions of dollars, $80 billion was allocated to be able to go to the island for relief. Sorry, $20 billion approved for HUD. And a lot of this was blocked by the Trump administration because they didn't want it to go to a community that had voted for Democrats. Right. At the same time, no hindrance was put in place for aid for Texas and Florida because those are reliably red states. And that ended up resulting in the second longest blackout in American history. Yeah. And it also ended up it being one of the deadliest, with over 2,000 people losing their lives. And if you remember back, even that statistic, the 2,975 people who died, was disputed by Donald Trump. He said that number's not real, those people aren't real, and continued to block aid for them as they tried to struggle on their own through recovery. So you have two split screens here of what's going on. It seems like every accusation they make is a confession to what they have done and, frankly, what they will do moving forward.
And it's one thing to try to rationalize with someone like that, but, like, there is no truth. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking about from people dying to an election that really happened to a storm that, you know, the government is there. There is no speck of truth in anything with that side. It's just I don't even know. It's beyond the pale, really. I don't know where to even go with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think for this, it's hard to be able to tackle, to be able to say, okay, here's what the real scientists are saying, here's what reality is telling us, here's what's really going on, and then to try and be able to participate in a democracy where the way that it's set up, it only unfortunately limits it to two real choices, right? And you automatically elevate a side that has no plan to deal with climate change. I mean, Governor DeSantis himself, when he became governor, eliminated climate change from being mentioned within state government. The same happened here when Scott Walker was governor. They refused to acknowledge that climate change even exists, much less that it's a problem that we can try and tackle. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, in our state alone, over the last 10 years, we've had $15.6 billion in damages and 13 deaths by severe flooding events that have happened here. You know, our state has experienced $31 billion in climate-related disasters over the last decade and $114 billion in damages that killed more than 400 people. This is what we're dealing with. And literally, you know, one side that's trying to figure out how to invest, how to prevent this, how to make sure we're addressing the biggest problem of our species, and another side that is looking the other way. And this isn't just a matter of you know, ignorance for ignorance sake. That may be the case in some pieces of it, but this is because they're doing the bidding of the most financially successful industry in the history of humanity, which is big oil, right? They benefit the longer we continue to use fossil fuels and we continue to warm the planet. the more money they get, the more money they pump into the coffers of these politicians to hope that everyone's distracted and looks the other way and pretends that, you know, climate change is just an idea that they can ignore without feeling the consequences of it.
Well, and you come back to Wisconsin, we have one of our, you know, Senate candidates yesterday or this week at the Milwaukee Press Club talked about the same darn thing. And, you know, how it's not climate change that's the reason that these storms are intensifying. And, you know, that was Eric Hovde. He said that in his remarks.
Right. And this is, and just so you know, yeah, what he is saying is, this had happened before, but people in Florida weren't living there.
Right.
Which, like, you know, if you don't know, if you're like, oh, I guess maybe that's true. Florida's population has increased now that air conditioning is more prevalent. The reality is that's not true. It's BS. And even a recent report found that Hurricane Helene's winds were 11% more intense and rainfall totals about 10% higher because of climate change specifically.
Yeah.
And scientists find time and time again, human-caused climate change is making hurricanes and tropical storms stronger with higher water surface temperatures, and that provides the fuel for more intense hurricanes. So in general, he is wrong, and specifically on this case, on Hurricane Helene, that is not true, right? So he is trying to just distract and make it seem like, this is something we have no control over, we can do nothing about. And it really hides the fact that, you know, Eric Hovde would be the richest U.S. senator if he's elected.
Yeah.
And this is a body that 2/3 of them are already multimillionaires.
Right.
And he would usurp that. And so he's a billionaire who's looking to cover for other billionaires. And that's what he would look out for if he was elected to the U.S. Senate. And, you know, we got to do all we can to make sure that he may not embrace the truth, but we got to make sure that our neighbors embrace the truth and don't vote for the guy.
Yeah, I think I would be cool with not having the richest senator coming from our state. That'd be pretty neat. We're talking with State Senator Chris Larson. We're going to talk on the other side of the break here about that Project 2025 that he mentioned and what kind of climate issues are in that nice little plan. We got the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll talk in a little bit.